Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. Another day, I've canceled like all the golf trips this year, which is, it crushes my soul, but it is what it is. And today I was supposed to be golfing and I got canceled too. So back to work, which is probably honestly a good thing. But yeah, God is good and He's always there. And if you go to Him and when you go to Him, you always know that He loves you as His son. And there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm going to go over that a little bit today. If you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now," and that's right now, "not one judgment or no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have the standard of faith. Faith wasn't there in the Old Testament. Faith didn't come until Christ. The words of faith, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto safety, salvation, and preservation. There's believing, and then there's the standard of faith, which you have the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you have that faith, there is therefore now not one judgment against. There is therefore now no condemnation against you. Verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life," or the spiritual law of life, "remaining within Christ Jesus, hath freed me from the law of sin and the state of death." We have the law of life in us. It's a spiritual law. God reconnected us. We have the word of the reconnection. We have the spirit of the reconnection. We have God's inner thoughts towards the reconnection. We have all those things, and we should be blessed and thankful just for that. You know what I mean? There's a lot to be thankful for, but that's a pretty incredible thing. If you jump over to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, well-pleasing or holy, acceptable," which is well-pleasing unto God, "which is your rational or reasonable service. And be not shaped or fashioned to this world, but be ye transformed," and that's to alter one's bearing, "by the renewing or the renovation of your mind, to your proving what is the good and the well-pleasing or the acceptable and perfect will," and this is desired will, "of God." You have to renew and renovate your mind. You have to, and it's no different than a house. You see a house, you walk into a house is a certain way. You can renovate the exterior of the house can stay the same, but you can renovate the interior of that house. Well, how do you renovate it? Through the word and by believing. And if you're not a born again believer, if you haven't confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, okay, I would start with that. but after that, it's by believing. It's by putting the words on that God tells you. "There is therefore now not one condemnation against." If you're walking around condemning yourself, you're not to condemn yourself. "I judge not mine own self." The state of death is removed from you. Your body still works in that, you know, you still have that carnal state, but you have the spiritual state that you can walk in. And again, you're reconnected to the Creator. You're reconnected to God. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to verse 9, it says, "Let love," and that's that love is the agape. It's love without, irrespective of rights. You just love people. "Let love be without dissimulation," without hypocrisy. "Abhor the evil, cleave to the good. Be kindly affectionate, like a family one to another, with brotherly love," or love for the brethren, "in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful or slow or tardy in serious purpose or business, but boiling hot in the spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope," that expectation of future good, "patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." Take time today and pray. Especially if you're going through things. We're to love one another. We're to especially love those that are of the household of God, our brothers in Christ, or, you know, sons and daughters of Christ. and be thankful. Pray those big prayers. Pray the small prayers. Put the prayers, put those thoughts, those negative thoughts into God's hands and let Him take care of them no matter what it is. When you pray, you always pray to God. It's to never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving, and have a beautiful day doing it. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I pray that you walk me through just everything that needs to get done, that it's done in a way that, I don't even know how to explain it, just that it gets done quickly. I would prefer that. And that you also kind of show my brother and I what our priority, what is the priority, and what needs to get done first, and just walk us through that process. I'm very excited about the future and for everything that's going on, that you continually tighten it up and that we can move forward doing your will. And again, I'm very, very thankful for my family, for the little ones. I pray again for my golf game. Always pray for the golf game. I pray for your believers out there that you take care of them. And yeah, I just lift up a great day to you. I thank you for your son and what he did for us, that we can live this way. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.